A study by Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh found that use of a cell phone while driving reduces the brain activity associated with driving by 37%, and the North Carolina Department of Transportation says that with a third of the driver's brain not focused on the road, it virtually turns them into zombies. And since April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, NCDOT went with the zombie theme, as department spokeswoman Dara Demme explains.
We did produce, inside our own DOT communications office, two public service announcements that showcase exactly the point that we're trying to get across, that when you use a phone while you're behind the wheel, you are basically turning yourself into a zombie. And so we had staff and family members of staff members in our office put on makeup, become zombies, and help us illustrate the point that when you're behind the wheel and you're using a phone, you're basically becoming a zombie, and there's no way you can be a very effective driver.
And it is a serious problem. Last year, 904 crashes occurred in which it was determined that an electronic device, such as a cell phone, was a contributing factor. Those included two fatalities and 276 injuries. Dara Demme explains what's legal and what's not.
North Carolina state law bans all drivers from texting while they're driving. And if any driver is caught texting or reading a text message while they're driving, they will face a fine of $100 plus court fees of at least $130. As far as talking on a cell phone, current state North Carolina law says that all drivers under the age of 18 are banned from using cell phones while driving, except for in the instance of an emergency where they might have to dial 911. If they are caught talking on the phone while they're driving, they have to pay a fine of $25.
There's a link to those zombie public service announcements on our website at wfdd.org. I'm Steve Biddle, WFDD News.